reconvene this meeting at 8:40. Oh, let's see, we're at 13D, or 13E. A proposed ordinance number 01-15-1308. Proposed resolution, correction, proposed resolution. The resolution of Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adopting an alternative allocation method for the fiscal year 2015 shared fisheries business tax program, and certifying that this allocation method fairly represents the distribution of significant effects of fisheries business activity and fisheries management in FMA 18 Central South East.
Move to adopt resolution number 01-15-1308.
Seconded.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? This is basically a housekeeping item. It has to be done annually. And then, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. 13F, approval of the solid waste recycling management plan as prepared by Richard Hertzberg and Chris Bell.
Make a motion to approve the final draft of the solid waste recycling management plan prepared by Richard Hertzberg and Chris Bell as presented.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Question. The way I'm reading through this is their initial assessment to start this off is not to do curbside pickup like we discussed because of the cost of doing so. That they would actually set up a couple of collection points throughout the community and let people bring their recyclables to that point. Am I correct?
That's my understanding, yeah.
Okay.
Carl can probably address that better than I can anyway.
Carl Johnson, 304 St. Michael Street. The previous draft, one thing the finance director and the borough manager brought up was that it didn't adequately consider folks that might have a 64-gallon can or a 96-gallon can, decreasing can size and the revenue loss from that. So that was kind of projected into the plan. And between the revenue loss and the cost of instituting full curbside, the consultant was asked to also have an intermediate step. You could either go full, full-on recycling and invest the money into cans and a full recycling citywide system, or if an intermediate step, you could buy Baylor. Do some drop-off stations so people can start participating and kind of get the ball rolling and then take a further step, whether it's a year or two or whenever you choose, or not ever if you don't want to, but to purchase the cans and upgrade it to a full curbside recycling system. But at that time, then you'd have a baler in place and some practice.
Okay.
At least you'd be getting the ball rolling.
I'm curious to see if we actually will lose any money because of downsizing on cans, because I know, just speaking from my own household, we have a large can, and the next thing we have to go to upsize is a big dumpster, and our can is usually full 3 days before pickup, so I'll be glad to be able to reduce some of the volume on it a little bit just so we don't have trash bags sitting in the garage or something.
Yes.
I have a question of how it's going to work. I'm not sure people are going to take the effort to go to your drop-off locations and how much you're going to get. So I think you're just going to pick a portion,
pick a small portion. There's a core in the community of people that are very interested in recycling.
And they'll do it.
They'll do it. And those that aren't as interested won't. I mean, it's actual effort. You have to collect the stuff and drop it in a container. We haven't picked the locations yet. Try to keep them convenient, but It'll be a lesser program by far. But at that point, decide to increase it, or you can go ahead and do it right now if you want. Of course, I don't know, they have the money budgeted for it. At that point, you could even do it next budget year if you choose to.
I'm probably under the opinion that this is probably a good place to start. Get your feet wet and see where we go from here.
That's kind of our thing. We can't really do anything without a baler. But we can't get stuff out of here. So at least this gets the baler in place, gets us kind of working it a little bit, and getting a better idea how staffing's going to be, too. I mean, it may be the thing that takes a lot more work than we hope, and we'd be able to figure better staffing numbers into the projection for doing a full curbside collection system.
I don't know. You know, we've got to start somewhere on this. And I think gradually it's a public education situation. You know, there's going to be those people that just throw the beer can and the garbage, and they throw it on the side of the road anyway. But it's, you know, I mean, gradually people are going to come around to it. They're going to have to at some point.
I think it's an excellent idea. And I know there's a lot of interest in the community about it, just people that I've talked to on the streets and people that have attended the meetings that we've had, the planning sessions. I think one of the key things is going to be advertising, getting it out there and letting people know that it's available and where the drop-off points are and that kind of thing. So the more advertising we can get, the more times we can get on the radio station or in the newspaper and stuff, I think the better off we'll be.
A critical piece of that is combating convenient drop-off stations is going to be a really important piece. The other piece of that is not so convenient that you have another group of people in the community that want to throw away everything they don't fit in their garbage can into any convenient location, whether it's the side of the road or the dumpster that happens to be for aluminum cans, and they just throw the garbage in it. So trying to police that while making it convenient is going to be a little bit of a pain maybe, but that'll be something we'll deal with.
I have a question, Carl. How many drop-off points do you plan on having?
I definitely have one on at the facility. I would project, I don't know where we'd want to put it, but something kind of here in the downtown area.
And I would suggest that we put one at each one of the marinas.
That's a good thought.
Because even if you put one at Shoemaker, I could drive from, a lot of us go to the marina anyway. We could pick up the bag of cans as you're going to your boat and drop them off.
They are the ideal location, and they're also the worst problems you have with garbage, so I think it'd be great to do that, and probably maybe a piece of that might be some security cameras shining on them. So, but they already have, they're spread out well and they're lit and they're in great locations with good access, but there would be that piece of everybody want to throw their junk in there that you
don't. Well, I think for us out the road, you could even put them in a different place, put them over by the bathroom or somewhere different from the normal garbage can.
In fact, we used to have a dumpster at City Park, but everybody filled it up with everything from car engines to everything. So we had to pull it out finally, unfortunately. So
the baler, that'll be capable of baling plastics and paper and
I mean, it's going to be, if we went to a full curbside system, it would be maxed out, and it might not be sufficient in the long term. Now, those balers are $300,000. And they bale everything from recyclables to refrigerators. But this would definitely handle this, and it would handle to a certain point. If you did curbside, it would handle it. But at some point, you would have to upgrade. And if we plan on going that direction, I would say you probably should start looking for grant money right away.
Any further question? Thank you. Paul, please.
Assemblymembers Blake?
Yes.
Chisanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13G, approval to implement the solid waste recycling management plan and to approve a budget amendment.
I move to authorize staff to begin a recycling program as outlined in the Solid Waste Management Plan study and to approve a budget amendment in the amount of $50,000 to come from the general fund to supplement grant funds for the initial startup.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Steve.
This is where I would love it if somebody was here from the finance department. Do we have this money?
Yes.
And if we draw this money out of our general fund, is there implications for other projects?
I don't have the answer to that question.
Those are good questions.
I don't know exactly. To the best of my knowledge, it's just coming out of the budget reserves. I mean, I assume that would affect our interest we receive, but it's not committed to anything currently in the budget, so it shouldn't affect any of our current projects. It would just decrease our reserve at the end of the year.
I was just going to say, in general, when the normal city manager is here, he usually doesn't put something forward unless he knows exactly where it's coming from. And
especially Jeff.
Yes, especially Jeff. Especially the current city manager, borough manager.
And this would ordinarily come from our own reserves, but like it says in his memo, the sanitation departments was the last kind of to recover from running the red. And it hasn't got that big of a reserve yet. It's in the black, but it's not by a lot yet.
So the answer is yes. We have the money, and it's not allocated. We're not going to push off a project.
And the memo that Jeff wrote was pretty extensive in explaining all of that.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Persalka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13H, approval of the proposed iPad policy. This was requested by Assembly Member Decker at the December 9th regular meeting.
Make a motion to approve the iPad policy as presented.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any new discussion?
I'll just say that we had a workshop earlier, and Kim demonstrated what it would kind of look like and feel like, and the usability of an iPad with the assembly packets and this app that she's found called iAnnotate. And to me, it looked very user-friendly. It would get us away from paper. We could still make notes on the files that are our packets on our iPads. The policy before us makes very clear that these iPads are for city use only. Anything that's on them is public information and could be made public at any time. So I think the policy covers all the bases. I brought in for the little show and tell. You may want to take a picture of this, Dan. This is a case of paper for less than a year of service on the assembly, and multiply it by each assembly member. Anyway, it's a lot of paper, and which is not just resources, but it's money, and it's Kim's time to put those packets together, stand there copying and stapling and everything that she does. So I support this.
Go ahead.
The only comment I had is what we discussed at the workshop was that the users would have, there would be some kind of insurance policy for damage.
Right now, we're just dealing with the policy. The iPad himself is on the next item.
That's actually in the policy.
But it should be.
Yeah,
policy.
It should be.
Number 12 is in.
Well, it's not number 12, user responsibility is where I'm reading it. I think it should be added. That in case of damage, the user is not responsible for replacement. In case of accidental damage or whatever.
So strike that last sentence?
Yeah.
Page 13H,
is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, right here.
Yeah,
right here, right here.
Page 4, item number 12. And then if you go to read 13, if we don't return it in undamaged condition, we're responsible for it.
I'd like to make an amendment then to the motion that we strike the last sentence under user responsibility that said, that says, should an iPad be accidentally lost, damaged, or stolen, responsibility for replacement of that shall be the user and not the city and borough. Just strike that whole sentence.
I second it.
Go ahead.
Just a suggestion on that. I wonder if leaving it out may make it vague. Maybe we should say instead, should an iPad be accidentally lost, damaged, or stolen, it's not the responsibility of the user to replace it, but the city and borough of Wrangell.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Either way.
I'm happy with that.
It's probably clearer that way.
I think that's clearer that way.
Mm-hmm. You want to amend your motion?
Yeah, that's a friendly
so
amendment.
So you could amend that. You can amend her amendment. So do I have a second?
I second the amendment to the amendment.
So we have to...
This is all training for me.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on the amendment to the amendment? Hold on, please.
Assemblymember Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Now we don't have to have an amendment on the amendment.
Right. You need to have a vote
on the general
amended,
motion.
Or the motion as amended.
Is there any further discussion on the original motion?
No.
Since it's poll, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13I, approval to purchase iPads for the rural assembly.
I move to approve the purchase of iPads with Wi-Fi capability and the iAnnotate PDF. With funds to come from the general fund and for the city clerk to investigate insurance policy and what that would cost.
I second that.
Excuse me, and include that.
Right.
I second the motion.
Okay. Move and second. Any discussion?
Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
Were we considering the iPad Air?
Yes, that was my intention.
That was your intention. And also then the cover and the keyboard as well. I'm just trying to clarify.
Should we say up to a certain amount of money?
I think we should.
Say up to $5,000 or something?
Mayor Jack?
Yeah.
I think we could say up to a certain amount, and anything above that I can take out of my budget.
However you guys want to do it.
Well, I think we should get that clarified.
So can I get an amendment for the amount?
I'd like to amend Julie's motion, or Assembly Member Decker's motion, to have the add the amount not to exceed $5,000.
I'll second that.
And moved and seconded. Any discussion on the amendment?
Assembly members Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Now, any discussion on the original motion?
As amended.
As amended. Hold on, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13J, approval of a letter of support for Alaska Island Community Services for an application to the state for new data management and copying equipment.
I move to approve a letter of support for Alaska Island Community Services for an application to the state for new data management and copying equipment as presented.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13K, acceptance of the resignation from Pamela McCloskey from the Bureau of Standards.
Move to approve the letter of resignation from Assemblymember Pamela McCloskey from the Borough Assembly and to direct the Borough Clerk to begin advertising for the unexpired vacancy with the appointment to be made at the January 27th, 2015 regular Assembly meeting.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Assemblymember Stecker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yeah.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Just like to note that I haven't been on the Assembly for quite some time, and we do really appreciate her.
She will be missed.
Mm-hmm. Item 14, attorney's file. There's a summary provided for your approval. And the next item is item 15, executive session. To discuss with the borough attorney a matter which by law is required to be confidential. To discuss facts and legal strategies concerning a matter involving the Thomas Bay Power Authority.
I move to go into an executive session to discuss with the borough attorney a matter which by law is required to be confidential. To discuss facts and legal strategies concerning a matter involving Thomas Bay Power Authority.
Second.
And moved and seconded. Any discussion?
No. Nice to see you then.
Assemblymembers Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Stecker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
We don't have to come back.
9:02.
And we have to come back for adjournment.
Okay. I'll leave my hat here.
Recess into executive session at 9:02 p.m. We're reading this meeting at 9:47. Borough manager and the borough clerk will work with the borough attorney further on this matter. Next item on our agenda is adjournment at 9:48.